popular recreational drug ecstasy is getting increased attention from law enforcement. In the first case of its kind, the federal government has charged three New Orleans men with federal narcotics violations. They're not accused of selling or distributing ecstasy. Instead, the government says the all-night dance events called raves that the men sponsor are designed to attract ecstasy users. That's a motive government officials equate with running a crack house, NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
U.S. Attorney Eddie Jordan has turned his sights on a New Orleans DJ and two brothers who promoted rave dance events at the Old State Palace Theater on Canal Street. He got a grand jury to indict the three men under a law designed to close down crack houses. Jordan says it's not a stretch.
The statute simply says that any person who knowingly maintains any place for the purpose of distributing or using a controlled substance has violated the law.
That means the government doesn't have to prove these men either used, sold, or distributed drugs themselves. Arthur Lemon is the lawyer representing Brian Brunet, who helped his brother run the Palace Theater. He says this is a terrible misuse of the law.
It would be like prosecuting the promoter of a football game for battery because he knows that at some point either someone in the audience or someone on the field is liable to exchange blows.
Lemon says the Brunets tried to cooperate with police to quell drug use at the raves, but he says the police didn't arrest those young people who were actually selling and using drugs. That includes the Drug Enforcement Administration, he says.
And as it turns out, the DEA, in undercover capacity, were inside of the place on a number of occasions and simply watched people sell drugs to one another and did nothing about it.
Prosecutor Jordan can't say for certain whether anyone has been arrested as a result of those undercover buys yet. He does think it's significant that the promoters sold items associated with ravers who were on ecstasy, including pacifiers and light sticks.
And also flashing light rings, as well as the bottled water, which was sold at inflated prices.
Connecting bottled water to a drug crime sounds absurd, but Jordan says it's really not. Ravers on ecstasy can get dehydrated, so in his eyes, bottled water becomes a kind of drug paraphernalia.
Just taken in the abstract, these items alone would not amount to much. It has to be viewed in the context of the entire rave event and how the defendants managed these facilities and operated the facilities.
Jordan says he consulted with others in the Justice Department before taking this case to a grand jury. He thinks the crack house statute can easily fit to go after ecstasy by going after rave promoters like the Brunets. If that's true, it's too easy a fit, says Arthur Lemon. If these men are convicted, they face up to 20 years in prison.
It just seems to me that the government is taking the easy way out. They want the promoter to do their job for them.
Jordan knows he's trying something no prosecutor has tried, but then he's broken legal ground before. He's the one who convinced a jury to convict former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards of corruption. Libby Lewis, NPR News.